8:10, and we'll go into work session, and the chair has a couple of amendments to propose. And the first one would be on line, let's take the one that we've heard something on here today first, about the forwarding of this information by the state police to the local law enforcement agency. And
I made extra copies.
Just give me one of the extra copies, and that's all I need.
There's plenty here.
Thank you.
Just relax.
Okay. The chair would move. Let's put Fry Amendment 1 for the record on there so that we'll know what we're talking about. Number 1, which would add to line 36. Wait a minute. Page 3, line 36.
Where the duties of the.
I think that it should go on page 1. It should go on page 1 after subsection B there. The department shall furnish a copy of the report required under, maybe make a subsection C, which would say that the department shall furnish a copy of the report to the local law enforcement agency and so forth. Subsection C, which would begin on line after line 13. Wouldn't that be the more appropriate place for this?
On line 5, the subsections are qualified by creating the offenses in A and B.
Yeah.
So if we put in the subsection C,
That's right. So it wouldn't be subsection C. It would be a new. It would be a new subsection
2.
It would be a new 2, and the following subsections would be renumbered. In any event, I suppose the proper placement is something that we could trust to the council, couldn't we? Instead of fretting about it right now.
Only one person fretting, and that's you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Well.
We're not fretting a bit. We'll just
all right,
leave it up to you.
All right. The motion is to add this amendment to the appropriate place in Senate Bill 10. Is that all right? Is that the way you'd say it, Senator Cohen?
Right.
Just to show you the difference in experience between some of the veterans and this chairman here on how to do things. Okay. Discussion on that? Any objection to that?
No.
So ordered. The second amendment, which we'll call for the record Fry Amendment 2, would be as shown on lines 18 and 25 of page 1. That's kind of a hand engrossed. You see that in front of you, committee members? Called hand engrossed there. Now, council has suggested that amendment for what reason, council?
The limitations provided there are not as inclusive as they could be. Nurse practitioners and others can also administer and prescribe certain of these substances. The definition that's provided elsewhere in the drug statutes, if you'll turn to page 5, line 19 of the bill, that provides the definition of practitioner that's applied elsewhere in the drug statutes and also is used by the State Board of Pharmacy. If we replace practitioner, if we use practitioner instead of those limited exemptions there, we're still having, we still leave the requirement that it has to be upon prescription in subsection B and pursuant to a subscription in subsection E. So this just expands the class to practitioner as defined in subparagraph 17.
Any question about that? Senator Hamby?
I guess. I apologize. Defines practitioner as found where?
This is if you turn to page 5 of the bill, line 19.
Practitioner. Oh, I see.
That's existing, ORS.
I just came across, the reason I questioned, I apologize, I just came across a bill in the hopper that would add considerably to this definition. So I don't, it's just a thought. Adds perhaps 10 other health professionals. So if that kind of legislation should ever pass, what impact will it have?
We could provide a specific definition as provided in current ORS, or we could leave it as 475005, which would leave it open to change.
Well, really, is that necessary to fret about? Because it's going to be the exemption only applies to practitioners who administer the drug upon prescription. So whether you expand, if the legislature expands the definition of practitioners, this is still going to be confined to those practitioners who have the power to prescribe drugs.
I think it's better to leave it, Mr. Chairman, the way you've drafted the amendment, which means you could add someone prescriptive powers as the optometrist wanted to do. And they would be covered without encumbrance here. So I think it's better to refer to the chapter rather than to name them specifically.
Yes.
Okay. Further discussion on this? And is there any objection to that amendment? All right. So ordered.
Senator Wires? Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move Senate Bill 310 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Wires moves Senate Bill 310 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion.
Mr. Chair, in all fairness to the maker of the motion, I'm going to have to vote no because I was hoping the committee might consider additional amendments, but that's fine.
Well,
the hour is late.
We'll take, the members are welcome to make any amendments.
I just wanted to alert the maker of the motion.
And it's not too late.
I'm trying to vote now.
Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Aye.
Brockman?
Aye.
Coleman?
Aye.
Hanley?
Bill? Aye.
Wires?
Aye.
Brockman? Aye. Motion carries, and I'll carry the bill.
I think Senator Hanby would like to consider a minority report. She'd need another person. I'll change my vote to no.
Senator Hanby, you can speak for yourself. Do you are you giving notice that you intend to file a minority report?
Yes, I will give notice. Mm-hmm. I think I really feel deeply enough about the penalty section, Mr. Chair, that.
Well, all right, the record will show that you didn't offer any amendments, but you go ahead and make your minority report.
I'd like to say something like that in that case under vote explanation.
Go ahead, Senator Wires.
I hate to take the time, I know the hour is late, but I particularly want to say something to the witness from the League of Women Voters in Eugene, whose testimony I read before she testified.
And
Junior League, what did I say?
League of Women Voters.
Excuse me, Junior League. I forgot your name, but I did read your testimony. I'm on another committee in Ways and Means that right now is working on the corrections budget. And all the corrections officials, all the superintendents of the different institutions and the top people in the corrections department are very concerned about the overcrowding. And as part of your education, I don't want to personalize this too much, but I hope everybody in the state of Oregon will go and visit, particularly the Oregon State Correctional Institution, where we have a lot of the younger prisoners who are probably ones that are trying to learn, some of them, how to make methamphetamine. If they will hear about it there, probably, if they hadn't already heard about it when they got there. But there's a severe concern about the overcrowding of our institutions. And this isn't just on the part of defense lawyers and civil rights advocates. This is the people who run those institutions. And that's why, as much as I don't think any of us like the business about people get more time in the county jail than they do in the state penitentiary for some of these things, there's a real effort being made by the corrections division to get us not to pass more felony laws. And they are tracking all the felony bills and trying to talk with us. And the citizens have turned down a series of ballot measures to build more prisons. We're going to try and build more prison beds this session out of general fund money, taking money that would have otherwise gone for education or other social welfare programs. So it isn't out of a lack of sensitivity to the problem that I vote against an amendment, or that I didn't move an amendment that we make this a felony. I think a good argument could be made that we create more crime by putting more people in the situation we've got in our state penitentiary right now than we address by doing that. Of course, I go on and on about what we need to do about that. We need to stop the front end, so many people going in so they bounce back out before they even go in and unpack. I'm sorry to take the committee's time. I know the committee members have all heard this ad nauseum, but I sometimes urge my colleagues who want to have more felonies to come up with something else that they don't think needs to be a felony. So we could, because, you know, we've got people still going to the penitentiary for driving while suspended, which is a serious crime in itself, because it's usually preceded by drunken driving tickets. But thank you for time.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Brennan.
Before you adjourn, I just wanted to let you know that I'm one member of the committee willing to put in some extra hours at committee this week if we can deal with 323, 24,
right, 25. Now we're going to deal with that. And actually, as you know from what I said last week, I intended to spend the entire week on that to get it wrapped up. And then it was called to my attention by staff that we had this bill on, and we had all these people from all over the countryside that were going to come here and testify, and I didn't feel that it would be fair to jerk that off. I knew it was going to take an entire session to get through this bill, and I just overlooked it. A lot of these bills we can kind of put aside and get to later, but I knew this bill had a lot of interest, and I didn't want to change it. So I'm glad to hear you volunteer for that, because we may have to spend a little extra time this week, and hopefully by Thursday we'll either have a completed package or we'll be darn close to it, so maybe by Tuesday this thing is going to be in final form and we can send it out. So thanks for your interest in that. All right. I think we'll be a
consideration on the course.
Well, we've got four more bills now. If we've got four bills on for work session, that council assures me we'll take a brief amount of discussion. I'll adjourn if the members don't think that they can stay another 15 minutes.
I've missed my bus already, and I'm going to have to try to catch a ride with somebody north, so I don't mind staying 15 minutes to clear out four bills.
All right, let's do it.
I don't mind. I'm certainly willing to do that.
Okay, then we're going to do it. We're going to take up, we've got... Let's take up 212. Senate Bill 212.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, you may recall this at hearing. It's a simple bill, but it has a complex explanation. There are no amendments that are proposed. There is no opposition testimony. This simply relieves the state from having to reissue a summons in a case of parental termination. It does not affect ultimately the notice that a parent in a parental termination proceeding would get. That is, a person involved would still have to get notice of the petition. There is some concern that under current law, the summons has to be served within 60 days, and sometimes that's just too difficult to find the person, and that requires a lot of paperwork and expense to reissue the petition and reissue the summons and attempt service again. So this would simply remove the requirement that summons have to be served within 60 days of their issuance, and that's what on page 2, lines 6 and 7. That's what that does.
Okay.
I did speak with the members of the Juvenile Rights Project to see if they had any concern about this, and they did not.
If they don't have any concern, Mr. Chairman, I would feel quite confident that there isn't any big problem. They are very alert to these kind of things. And if it's appropriate time, I'd move this to the floor.
All right.
Do pass recommendation.
Senator Wires moves Senate Bill 212 to the, let's see. We don't have any amendments.
No amendments.
All right. Senate Bill 212 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Now, is there any discussion on that motion? Call the roll on that, please.
Brennan?
Aye.
Brockman?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. That carries. All right, Senate Bill 216. This is the bill that the Attorney General claims is desirable because the Attorney General right now does not feel he has statutory authority to defend deputy district attorneys or clerks who are acting as prosecutors in under the State Tort Claims Act. The result is that, I guess, county council is defending them or private counsel. I don't know who's doing it. So that's the purpose of this bill. Senator Wires did have some questions about it at the time of the hearing. I don't know whether you still have Senator Wires or not.
I doubt somewhat the data, the anecdotal data they presented, but after the hearing was over and I thought more about it, it occurred to me that they may well be right about what they say after more reflection. It may be a duplication to have the county doing it and the state doing it, and so maybe they've got a good idea here. So I withdraw my comment, my objections, and depending on how anybody else feels about it, I'm neutral.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, we've got amendments.
Senator Cohen, do we have some amendments to that?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, we do.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yeah, the Department of Justice prepared an amendment to include, in addition to deputy district attorneys, special prosecutors and law clerks. Special prosecutors are employed sometimes on a part-time basis, sometimes on a daily basis. Law clerks that are certified by the Supreme Court can practice and represent the state in court. So this would expand to those persons.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I overlooked that hand.
No, I don't necessarily mean that I'm advocating. I just want to call it to our attention.
Right, I did overlook it.
That direction.
There's a hand engrossed copy of this bill in here that shows just what council mentioned.
The amendments are on page 2.
Everybody had a chance to see that. I'd seen it earlier and just actually forgot about it. I kind of assumed it was part of the original bill.
And I recall the testimony.
Senator Hill, did you have a question? No. All right. Anybody have a question on this? Anybody have any?
I'll move those amendments.
All right. Does anybody have any objection to that amendment, to those amendments there on page 2? Not the amendments in our ordered as a part of Senate Bill 216, and Senator Brenneman moves Senate Bill 216 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. That's carried. All right, Senate Bill 218. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, members
yes.
of
Council.
The committee, subsequent to, actually, this amendment that's on hand engrossed A of 218 was submitted by the Attorney General after consultation with the Oregon Developmental Disabilities Advocacy Centers, the primary agency for representing disabled people in the state. Both parties now are in agreement as to the bill. You'll notice on the engrossed version that the standard has been changed from reasonably may be needed to the stricter standard of is needed. I did prepare a short two-page memo to address some of the concerns of members of the committee, which compares 218 to current ORCP practice, and it is primarily more restrictive in one instance, more expansive than current ORCP. but both of the major participants on this bill are in agreement as to both the bill and its amendment.
Mr. Chairman, I was one of the people who had some concerns about the breadth of what they were going to look at, and wanting to get that look to see whether we were expanding beyond what happens in general private practice. I feel better about where it is now, so I guess I'm...
You mean as amended, you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I want to take a minute to read the memo, actually.
I don't think we need the quote marks around there, do we?
No.
Is that going to be a part now? Is that going to be a part of subsection 2? Is that to be added to subsection 2?
Exactly. Right after division on line 17.
Okay.
It's a god-awful long sentence.
It sure is. Now, that's the language. Who submitted that? The Attorney General?
This is the Attorney General's language after consultation with the Disability Center.
Right. It is about three times too long, but I guess it makes the point.
Motion to adopt the amendments.
As soon as everybody had a chance to kind of peek at it there. All right, Senator Wires would move the amendment as demonstrated in Hand Engrossed A. Any discussion on that now?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank Mark for preparing the memo.
Yes, it certainly clarifies it.
The memo does, very much. Mm-hmm. Any objection to that amendment then? Okay, it's ordered as part of Senate Bill 218. And Senator Wires moves Senate Bill 218 as amended. The floor do pass recommendation.
Can I ask a question before we get that? Parole officers came in and asked for an amendment to be included in the bill. Do you want to take any consideration? I don't know if we do prepare one.
Yes, that is true.
I'd be opposed to that.
I think
it changes. We're probably not at that stage of the session when we have to do that. There's plenty of other bills around that relate specifically to them. But
Mike, you forget what Cy was talking about.
Well,
his testimony on some other bill about getting blood out of a rock is so memorable. I can't know what he said on this one.
All right. Do you want to pursue that anymore, Senator Brenneman, or not?
I see some resistance to that, I think. I guess not.
All right. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay.
I can't hear you.
Call the roll, then.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. I'm curious. Senate Bill 218, then. We'll turn last to Senate Bill 294. This shouldn't take very long, I wouldn't think. Council?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 294 would limit suits or the statute of limitations for suits against sheriffs from 3 years to 1 year in the case of wrongful execution of property. There was some vagueness on line 16 of page 1 regarding seizure or sale. And I spoke with the Oregon State Bar Committee who drafted this, and they find my clarification in the hand engrossed version on line 16 to be an improvement and are in support of it. The effect of the amendment would provide that in the event that there is a seizure but no sale and someone wants to bring suit, they would have to do so within 1 year from the date of the seizure. If there was a sale, any action arising out of the seizure or a sale, it would be 1 year from the later date, that is the date of the sale. there ought to be commas setting off the amendment on line 16 after the word or. There should be a comma. Or, comma, if a sale occurs, comma, within 1 year from the date of the sale.
Okay. Any questions about that now? Do you think that makes it a little clearer? Okay. Any objection to that amendment? All right. So ordered. Senator Wires moves Senate Bill 294 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. I believe this, isn't this the bill that was requested by the Sheriff's Association?
Oregon State
Bar. Oregon State Bar Committee. All right. Call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. That the motion is carried, and that completes our agenda for today. Senator Hamby?
We're not going to hear 174 or 214.
Did I miss something?
There was a problem with scheduling it and getting it all on the calendar and problems with trying to get the 323 and 325 heard. So the bottom line is it's now scheduled for Thursday. Those other the other work
These
session
other
bills.
These other two bills will be scheduled again Thursday?
Thursday. Actually three, 174, 214, and 223, time permitting, depending on your work on 323 to 325.
I see.
Anything else, members?
When is 323 scheduled for a work session?
Wednesday.
It's in tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. It better be.
And Thursday.
And whatever it takes. Anything else? All right. I thank the members for their kind attention, and we're adjourned at 5:28.